Members of Maine's congressional delegation say President Trump's threat to partially shut down the federal government next week over the Mexican border wall issue is nonsensical. Trump has threatened the move if he doesn't get $5 billion to build a wall along the Mexican border. But as Mal Leary reports, the Maine delegation believes that a wall is not feasible and the partial shutdown completely avoidable.
Most of the spending by the federal government, about 75%, has already been approved for this budget year. But seven spending bills, including the one for Homeland Security, have yet to be acted on, and the affected agencies are only funded through December 21st. The president's threat to let that funding run out was raised Wednesday during a live televised meeting with House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security.
The comments drew criticism from both Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill as they watched the video of the meeting replayed on the cable news channels. First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat who serves on the House Appropriations Committee, says Trump's threat makes no sense given the fact that Republicans are in control.
If he has the votes in the House, and we've had the Homeland Security bill done since June, I think, why don't they just take it to the floor and run it? They're in the majority in the House and the Senate, and they've got the White House.
The House bill does not include the kind of money the president is seeking. The Senate bill provides $1.6 billion for border security. Republican Susan Collins of Maine, who serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee, says that's the amount the panel believes can truly be spent on the border in the budget year. But
there are ways for a compromise to be struck on this issue.
For example, Collins says there could be advanced funding provided for border security, which would be contingent on congressional approval of the plans for spending that money over a 2 or 3 year period.
But then you're saying we need a wall, and I don't think that's accurate. It would be a waste of the taxpayers' money.
Maine Senator Angus King, an independent, says the funding for border security should be part of the annual budget, and it's not just for a physical wall, which he says is not physically practical in many areas along the border. He says more agents and greater use of technology are already working to reduce illegal border crossings. As for the threat of even a partial shutdown, King and Collins both say it would be a serious mistake.
Everybody wants to deal with border security. The only question is whether we do it in a sensible, economic, and practical way, or whether we do something that allows the president to fulfill a campaign promise, but otherwise doesn't serve the public interest.
This really is completely avoidable, and we need people to come together in good faith and negotiate a solution.
Republican 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin, who leaves office at the end of this session, did not respond to a request for an interview. The other members of the delegation say that as the deadline gets closer, they will continue efforts to avoid even a partial shutdown of the federal government. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.